Aleichem, sweetest friends. The Shushavi is chus for Yitzchak Menachem and Gittel Mor Brian Delaya. You should have refuah shleima b'soch shachol Yisrael. Shlomo ben Fegedina. You should have refuah shleima b'soch shachol Yisrael. Abigail behemon mesvar Miriam. Refuah shleima. Yehuda ben Zion ben Naomi. Refuah shleima. And a zivuk hagim b'mehera to Rachel bas Geula and to Ilana Simon bas Miriam. And to Yehuda Leib ben Nechama Rivka, and Shefa Bracha, to Yosef Ezra ben Esther, and Avram Yitzchak ben Esther, and to Aaron Yisrael ben Reb Moshe Mordechai, and to Shmuel ben Yamin, and to Tishna Rachel Leah. So we're going to be learning Mirtzah Hashem. It's got to be good Torah, because we have to help a lot of people with this Torah, and the source of this learning. We're going to be learning the Sefer Meimaro, Maimer Gimel of Rav Charlap. This is on page 7 of his Sefer on Shmos. And we begin. These are sichot that he gave Shalshadis time in the holy neighborhood of Shari Chesed. Shnei Shemos Leishli Yaakov. Yaakov Yisrael. We know that Yaakov has two names. He has the name of Yaakov and he has the name of Yisrael. What's interesting is that the name Yisrael, first he got from the Malach. After he fought with the Sar of Esav, he said, Lo ye Yaakov yeomer et shemecha kim Yisrael. Your name isn't going to be Yaakov anymore, it's going to be Israel, because you fought with angels, with men, and you were successful. So your name is no longer Yaakov, it's Israel. So he gives him the name, the angel gives Yaakov the name Yisrael. Afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself comes to Yaakov, and he says to him, Lo yikrei shemcha od Yaakov kim Yisrael, yeshemecha. Your name is going to be Yaakov anymore, it's going to be Yisrael. He called him Yisrael. So we have to understand why he has to be called the name Yisrael twice. First by HaKadosh Baruch, first by the Malach, and then by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now Rav Charlap, Bibayam Rucho, with the great depth in which he excelled, is going to explain this puzzle. Ulam Hashem Yaakov Moreh. Why is he called Yaakov? Yaakov is because he's holding on to the ekev, to the heel of Esav. We know that when you appreciate light, when there's darkness, but that indicates that the light is not inherently valuable. It only has value because it's greater than the darkness. If not for the darkness, then you wouldn't have appreciated the light. This is to teach us, when he's holding on to the heel of Esav, that even though there are averos that a person tramples with his heel, and we find them all over the place, both amongst the Jews and amongst the Goyim, nevertheless, there's a big difference between the sins of the Jewish people and the sins of the nations, of Esav and the nations. There's no comparison. V'davar zeh ra Yaakov miyad b'yitziyato le'olam, leval yidmu Yisrael shekasher yardu ad le'afar, chas v'shalom yidmu le'amim. And this Yaakov showed immediately when he came into the world that the Jewish people shouldn't think that when they go down to the dust of the earth that they're going to be like the nations. Ki adam shel Yisrael od netuya lehichaletz ulehitgaber uleharim gam et ikveihem levchinat rosh. Because the hand of the Jewish people is still extended to overcome, to extricate themselves, to be raised, even their heels, to bechinas rosh, to the level of the head. So he's grabbing onto his heel. He's holding onto the heel. He's in control of the heel. He's showing that when you're over averos she'adam dash ba'akevav, when you, Ace of the nations, are doing sins, that's not like us. We're stronger than that. We're bigger than that. We can elevate ourselves to the level of rosh. What's Yisrael? Yisrael is Osios Li Rosh. וכשנתאבק עם המלאך ויכול לו, and when he wrestled with the malach and he overcame him, נתגלה בישראל עוד ממעלתם הנפלאה שהם עולים במעלת אלוהים, כעניין שנאמר, אני אמרתי אלוהים אתם ובני עליון כולכם. That we, it was revealed that we're even greater than angels. We mamish beat this angel, and we put ourselves on the level of angels. And that's what it says in the pasuk in Psalms. Ani amarti Elohim atem, uvenei elyon kulchem. I said that you guys are angels. The Jewish people are like angels. We even beat an angel. So what do we learn from here? We learn that there's this element of Yaakov being lower. He's still on the level of Ekev, but even on that level of Yaakov, he overcomes the Esav, holds on to the Ekev of Esav. Then he beats the Malach. He shows that he's on the level of a Malach. And the Malach gives him this name Yisrael, this Lirosh, this more elevated name. And the Pasuk even says that we're on the level of angels. But since the name was given by the Malach, it's Bechinas Yisrael Roman Achoshech. It's light coming from the darkness. It's only appreciating the light through the darkness. As we said a few minutes ago, that there's this element of appreciating darkness, light through darkness. But it shows that it doesn't have inherent value. It's only greater than the darkness. We want light to have its own value. So when the Malach gives him the name, that's Yisroon Ha'or Min HaChoshef. That's appreciating the light through the darkness. So it's Bebchinas Truma. What's Truma? Truma is when you have tevel, you're not allowed to eat it, untied fruits and vegetables, and you tie them, but in order to tie them, there have to be Shiareni Karim. You also have to have what you tied from. You can't make the whole thing Truma. So that's the light, that's the good that comes from the darkness. But that's only if you can appreciate. If you see the Shirayim, so you can appreciate the light, you can appreciate the Truma. And when Yaakov beats the other people, they're Bechinas Shirayim. And that's a Chisaron. Because we need the Shirayim, and the Shirayim need the Truma. Ulam be'emet yisod kedushat Yisrael hu bevchinat kodesh di'iu legarmei. But the truth is that the foundation of the holiness of the Jewish people is Bevchinas Kodesh. We're holy independently for ourselves, the Garmei, as it says in the Zohar Kodesh, Chelek Gimel, page study down on the base. Ve'eno zakuk la'acher. And we don't need anybody else. We are holy, independently, inherently, outside of any darkness. We don't need the darkness to see the light. V'zeo p'chinat ha-tzelem Elohim ha-miyuchad li-Yisrael. Shekmo shu yitbarach shemo eino zakuk le-mishu zulato, ken en Yisrael zukim le-zulatam. And that's the tzelem Elohim that's special for the Jewish people. That just like God doesn't need anybody else, so too the Jewish people don't need anybody else. And that's the second name Yisrael that was called by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first name Yisrael was given by the Malach of Esav Kisun Roman HaChoshech to show that the light is better than the darkness. The second name of Yisrael was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show that we're independently holy, we have this high name, we're the Lirosh, we're the highest. Shemei Avotol, Shemei Avotol, Mishim Yisrael, Umisim Chashe Samach Bo, Karat Shema Yisrael Vishurun. He was so happy with him, he called his name Israel. And Yeshurun. Al Shem ki nisharu b'bchinat asher asah Elohim et adam yashar v'ema b'kshu chishvonot rabin. Because the pasuk says that God made man straight, and they have all these cheshbonos, all this ibur chochmas, all this crookedness. But that's talking about umas ha'olam. Because the Jewish people, asel okim asel dem yashar, that's yeshuru, that we're supposed to be straight. Although we should always act like that. But that's our essence. So we have the two names b'siyata d'shmaya. We have the Yisrael, which is the higher name, but given by the Malach. And that's Yisro and Orem and Achoshet, that's only appreciating the light through the darkness. And then we have the name Yisrael given by Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is independently holy, just as Kodesh Baruch Hu is independently holy. V'zeo gam kein inyan atchein mishichin, shemikodem yitromem keren Yisrael al-idei shekayem behem kisarita im Elohim v'anoshim batuchal. And those are the two Mashiachs. Because first the horn of the Jewish people is going to be elevated, because we fought with angels and men and we were successful. V'yishtamshu b'shem Yisrael l'mamshala v'amedina v'zeo b'chinat ikvot Mashiachecha b'chinat Mashiach ben Yosef. That's Mashiach ben Yosef. That's Ikvasid the Mashicha. That's the Madrig of ruling over the nations. I guess we could say today that's having your own state and having some sense of power and leadership. It's no longer the Brits or the Turks. It's the Jews. It's Mashiach ben Yosef. And that's the nations voting them in. That's the Yisron Orem and Achoshech. That's the Balfour Declaration. That's the United Nations voting that the Jewish people have the right to exist. Now they're not so sure anymore, but at the time. So we have this Mahalach of Yisron Orem and Achoshech. That's the lower level. That's the first Mashiach, Mashiach ben Yosef. And then we get to Dagas Yisrael Shelo Yidei Amim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashri is Shechino and Klal Yisrael V'yikar Lehem Yisrael V'leze Hayta Avodah Kasha Shebimitzrayim Shekol Avodatam Asher Adu V'hem Befarech Hu Lesalek Mehem Mashir Vichu Hayidei Metziutam Shel Amim U'leman Yavdun Et Hashem Elokeihem Al Ahar Hazeh Haynu Kabbalat HaTorah Shemiyuchedet Liyisrael. אם יאמר לך אדם יש תורה באדום אל תאמן שעדי עבודה זדקחו ישראל והוסר מהם כל חלק עמים והיו קודש לשם. The idea of the avod in Mitzrayim wasn't merely physical labor. It was, according to Rav Chalap Zecher Tzadik the Kodosh Livracha, look at his face, you can see the Kedusha written all over. There's a story that the Emre Emes was once leaving on a train Eretz Yisrael. He was on his way somewhere. I don't remember where. But he was going somewhere, and loads of people came to the train station to bid him farewell. Loads of Ger Hasidim. And he asked his gabbai. He said, "Who's that fellow over there?" And the gabbai said, "Ploni." And he said, "No." He said, "Almoni." And he said, "No." That one. He said, "Oh. That's Rav Chalap, Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap. He's not a Ger Chassid. Not only that, but Hashem Yishmor Rachmana Litzlan, he's close to Rav Kook." I'm adding the Hashem Yishmor Rachmana Litzlan. And he's a little Mizrahi, a little bit. Yeah, Shaykhiz. Ooh. The Imre says, "Yeah, but his face is the holiest in the whole place. He's Yerushimayim written all over him." This was told the grandson of Rav Chalap. Wrote a sefer called Shir HaSayam, a biography of his grandfather, Yir Chalap. And he just walked around asking random people, "Do you know my grandfather, Rabbi Chalap? Do you have any stories about him?" Old people. And he got a lot of great stories. And one day he was working on Ruchov Tzfanya. He saw an old yid. He said, "Slicha Adoni, like Vodoy Chola Sapeli al Rav Chalap." He said, "Come to my house." So he came to his house and he told him this story. He said, "It's Mamash Hashkocha Pratis that I met you, that I could tell you this story about your grandfather. Holy of holies, mamish." So explains with Chalap that the Avodah Kasha of Mitzrayim was to remove anything that the Jewish people had gained through the Metzias of the nations. To rid ourselves of any Aliyah, of any Ruchnias that we got through the nations. Maybe being in that Tamei place, it sort of emptied us out of the Ruchnias, any Ruchnias that we might have had. And then we go to Har Sinai, and now we're clean. We're completely makabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'man yavdun es Hashem Elokechem al Har Hazeh, that we serve Hashem on this mountain. That's Potzik's Torah, Makabel Satorah. V'otziyachah Sam Mitzrayim Tavdun es Elokechem al Har Hazeh. So that's only for the Jewish people. And if somebody says there's Torah in Edom, don't believe him. Because we purified ourselves. That only we were Mekabel the Torah and we're Kodesh Lashem. So I don't know exactly what the mechanics were, but that's what happened in Mitzrayim. We were Mesalek, whatever we got, we removed whatever we got through the Metzius of the nations. And now we can just be Kodesh Lashem. We have again the two levels. The Yisra and Orm and Achoshech, that it's us better than the nations, and then it's being in our own category. This week's parasha, we have the story of the Sneh. The bush is burning, but it's not being consumed. The purpose, the goal of this holy vision was to show that even when the Jewish people are on the lowest level, they're not going to be wiped out. The low level, the low bush, but we're still here. We're not going to be wiped out. It says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah about the Poshe Yisrael that Gehenim is kala v'eneinam kolim. Gehenim is finished and they're not finished. What does that mean? It's the Ramami Pana, famous Makubal from Italy, says that the Jewish people are eternal. So even when the Gehenim finishes, the Jewish people don't finish. We outlast Gehenim. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to understand, why is this the bush not being consumed? That's what they're sinning. They should be consumed. Like, that's what the Rishon deserve. He wanted to understand the secret of Hashem. Hodieni nas trachecha, I want to understand your ways, it says in Parashas Kisisa. Here also, what's the secret of the Jewish people there? Dveikas Tarkadosh Baruch Hu. Why does it say in Malachi, chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, Alo Achi Sav Yaakov, Ohevet Yaakov, Betesav Saneti? Why? Hashem answers him. Al Tikrav alone with the burning bush, don't come near. This is beyond your Madrega. Shalom Alechem Al-Gech, you're in a holy place. This is Lamala Mikol Musa V'Segel Anoshi. It's beyond the human comprehension that God has this deep love for the Jewish people. Vayastel Moshe Panav Ki Yarei Me'abita Le'Elohim. Moshe covered his face. He was afraid to look at God. Hevin Shezem Misitrei Ha'avaya Sod Ritzono Hal Bilti Talui Basiba. He understood that this is the secret of creation. Hashem's unconditional love for the Jewish people covered his face. He couldn't look at God. It was beyond him. And Moshe Rabbeinu refused to accept upon himself the shlichos. He said, "Mi anochi ke'elech ledaber el paro v'chi otzi et b'nei Yisrael mimitzrayim? Who am I to speak to Pharaoh? Am I going to take the Jewish people out of Egypt?" Rashi explains, do they have a schus to leave? What's going on over here? Moshe Rabbeinu is makatreg on the Jewish people. But the depth is that really the Jewish people don't have a schus. And Hashem redeems us because He loves us in a way that we'll never be able to comprehend. Father loves a child. Why does a father love a child? Is his child necessarily the best in the class? He's the biggest tzaddik in the class? But who's that? You go to class, you're the biggest tzaddik, and you say, "I love him more than I love my son." I've never met a father like that. That he said to his son, he said, "Listen, you know, your friend Moishi, he got an 88 on the Gemara test. He only got an 84. I love Moishi more than you. 4 points more, I love him." No, there's this inexplicable natural love that a father has for his son that he'll have forever, no matter what the son does or doesn't do. And even if the Jewish people aren't worthy, Hashem still redeems them because of his steadfast love for them, for us. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm not Roy. V'chiyotzias b'nei Yisrael mi'mitzrayim. And for the Rabbanu Shel Olam. No. Ki yeyemcha. Rimach. V'zeh lecha. Ha'os. Ki anuchi shalachticha. V'otziyacha as'am mi'mitzrayim tavdun v'salakim al ha'arazeh. I'm going to be with you. And this is the sign that I sent you when you take the Jews out of Egypt. They're going to serve Hashem on this mountain. And he emphasizes to him that the giving of the Torah, which is the Avod on the Har, can only be through Moshe, and he's the Goel. And if not, they can't be Makabal the Torah, because the Torah is Shayev to Moshe. Zichru, Torah's Moshe Avdi, it says in Malachi Perek Gimel Pasuk Zayin. Torah's Moshe Emes, Al Pi Hashem, Biad Moshe. So we should all be Zochet to internalize this eternal love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels for each and every one of us. And we should be Zocha Mirtz Hashem Bekarov, see not only Mashiach ben Yosef, but Mashiach ben David, Begula Hashem, of Meher V'Yameinu, Amen V'Yamein, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.